the Sun Festival of Taurus. The light of Taurus offers us the opportunity to find our true path, for Taurus is known as the penetrating light of the path. The energy that Taurus brings at this time of year is the energy of desire, the desire to manifest. So what is it that we're going to manifest? How will we use this energy? This energy of desire manifests in many fashions, in the desire to get ahead, to make more purchases, to have more stuff of the world, or to focus on higher goals and service. This energy is available right now to get ahead spiritually, to make advances and unlock our inner potential. When the Taurian energy arrives, it is just that, energy undirected. Its strong impact stimulates the battle between matter and spirit, between being selfish and selfless. It is a time to be aware. Through our choices, we may become more driven by the desires of the world and bound by the chains of earthly life. These energies, if left undirected, can stimulate self-indulgence, moodiness, unreliability, exaggeration, indecision, gossip, and a large focus on conflict and struggle. So, be wary of becoming power-hungry and overly materialistic in the coming weeks. You may feel like you want it, you need it, you gotta have it. Stop and ask yourself if you really need that new pair of shoes, car, or whatever other cool stuff seems to be calling your name. Will it contribute to your higher good or leave you with looming debt? Watch your behavior too. On a larger scale, this month is a good time to remind friends and family to tap into their highest potential. Help others to overcome gossip at work or school. Help them to overcome conflict and moodiness, encouraging them to become a force to unite the divided and create harmony where there was once conflict. This is a time to remain vigilant, personally and as a global community. The drive to have more power is stimulated at this time and can result in personal and global power struggles. Instead, let's put these energies to good use, for Taurus can propel us forward to greater awareness and a new level of service for the good of all. Our selfish desires, redirected, bring us higher aspirations and goals. These, in turn, lead us to living an illumined life. Legend states that at the Taurus Sun Festival, there is much help available to mankind. All the great ones gather at this time for a special festival known as Wesak, the most sacred time of the year. Their coming together offers us a very unique opportunity to garner their light and love for mankind, for these teachers join together to radiate their light to all of us. During this entire month, these potent energies are available to help awaken us. This is the time for spring cleaning. The light of Taurus will help us clear the dust from our consciousness and become more cognizant of the divine plan underlying all of life. Remind others of their divinity when this strong energy arrives so they don't get stuck in the muck and mire of the world. In this way, we can contribute and spread this light of Taurus to others. Taurus is known as the eye of the bull or the third eye. Christ said, "If thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light." This single eye is such a blessing. It can then take charge of our two physical eyes, which are more self-centered, and remind us to remain focused on our spiritual goals, living as positive forces of light in our daily physical existence. This month, and especially the week of the Sun Festival during the full moon, is a fine time to take the bull by the horn and exercise some self-discipline in our speech and our actions. This self-discipline will help us to keep our focus on what is truly important. We can take advantage of this time of preparation to gather light and energy, just as the seeds in our garden are gathering light and energy to manifest their potential. When the Sun Festival in June arrives, all this accumulated energy gathers momentum to manifest in a plan. A beautiful garden. So, this is an excellent time to set goals and make a plan to realize those goals. Consciously choose to live as a soul and bring light to the planet. Use the energy of desire to desire what is best for yourself and for all of humankind. The shining light of Taurus will reveal the plan, and its energy will help us to overcome obstacles on our path. Set these days aside as holy days. Prepare for and accept the powerful energy of Taurus, and then radiate it to others. Please feel free to share this message with your friends and sign on at the www.webofgood.com to receive a monthly reminder to pick up your monthly message. This message is copyright of Nancy Bono, 2006.